What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is? They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So, yeah, Cream Fiend.
Trying to get comfy.
Yeah. Ugh. How's Japan, mate?
So good.
Yeah.
Fucking did so much snowboarding.
Good exercise.
Yep. My body is not ready for that. Wasn't ready for that shit.
Yeah.
Still is not. I'm fucking sore. I just went rock climbing and my fingers hurt.
Oh, well, that's what you get for being fucking active.
Yep. Should have just stayed at home and played video games all day.
Like I did.
I'll never learn.
No. That's right.
All right. First things first. Gifts. Gifts from Japan.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got here?
Tanya's given me this look like she's warned me.
She warned you?
Yeah. She hasn't told me what it is, but she's warned me.
Merry Christmas.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this? So, to describe it for...
Describe it for the listener.
There's... All right, so on the left-hand side of the box, there is a samurai sword, or katana. And then next to it is a fucking weird penis thing. It's
a weird penis thing. Go on, open it up. It's a cock extender.
Oh, thanks, man.
You always complain about having a tiny cock.
Yeah. Well, now you... skizzes.
Now you never have to worry again.
Tanya got a fucking anime girl poster. Who's that? I recognize her.
It's a cum towel.
Oh, no, it's a cum... So, who is it on the towel?
I have no fucking idea.
I recognize it's just her.
Some anime chick on a pole.
It's not just some fucking anime chick. It's
with like Space Invaders. Yeah. But the one I wanted to get, I grabbed the wrong box. I thought it was double sided, the towel. And it had like these three little girls in bikinis. And by little, I mean like 12 year olds in bikinis on it. And I was like, that would be a great cum towel. But I got the wrong one. I thought it was double sided. Anyway. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. Is it too big for you, Mitch?
It's probably roughly the same size as my real cock.
So you get a bit of extra length, mate. A little bit more girth.
Look at that.
Give us a look. Oh, wow. Yeah, fuck yeah. So it goes over your regular dick.
Yeah.
And you fuck with it.
Well, your dick even fit in
that. There you go. Get used to it.
I don't know.
Stretchy.
It is Asian sized.
Yeah, well, it might be a bit big then.
Yeah, true.
Nah, thanks, man.
No worries.
Thanks for that.
Looking after you.
Your dick circumcised.
Yeah. I can finally become a Jew.
Yeah.
There's a little...
What does it come with, lube?
Super premium energy lotion.
Oh, hell yeah. That'll give you the energy you need.
Yeah. Ugh. Tanya just threw my cock at me. It feels so fucking weird.
Hold it up for the people, Mitch.
Oh, that's great. All right, well, we've got our fucking cover photo for the podcast.
Yep. That's it. Give that a run.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Yeah, so while you were gone, while you're off in fucking Japan buying penis extenders, I was practicing comedy. And
how'd that go for you?
Pretty well. I didn't bomb until you got back in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I know.
And also titillating.
Yeah.
Well, that... you didn't bomb at Raw.
No.
No one really bombed at Raw.
Well, no, there were some bombs.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll talk about Jimmy.
Yep. Jimmy, the mad dog.
My favourite act of the night, really.
Sorry. Yeah.
By far.
So, do you want to explain it or should I?
I think you've had more experience with the subject.
Yeah. Jimmy brought a snapper. And for those of you who don't know what a snapper is, it's a G-string with a crocodile on the front. And you put your dick in the top of the crocodile, so the mouth snaps when you flop your dick around. So he got on stage, pulled his pants off, and yeah, showed everyone his snapper.
Didn't give him any snaps though.
No, not one.
That's why he bombed, I feel.
Yeah.
More snaps were needed.
I feel like if he'd have gotten up there, pulled his pants off, and then just did a full set and not even like acknowledged the fact that he was wearing a snapper.
Yeah.
It would have been way better. Instead, he just talked for his penis and...
Props to him, though.
Fucking the confidence.
The first time he'd ever done comedy, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
He drove 5 hours... from some place like just west of Tamworth.
Yeah.
To get his cock out. And, yeah. Fucking. Oh, props to him. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So did every other comic in the back.
Yeah.
But fucking the crowd, not loving it.
No. No, I don't think they were ready for it.
Shaz was like, it was awful. I'm like, come on. We know you love cock.
That's where Shaz draws the line.
Yeah.
The set that she did was about animal dicks, so...
Yeah.
It had dicks and animals. It should have been fucking pretty much made for her.
Hmm.
And then we had... well, let's just walk through it. So, who opened the night? What's his name? Jordan?
Oh, yeah. Jordan Smith. Yep. Yeah, yep. Started out.
Yeah, did well. Was getting some good laughs.
We're not going to list every comic's name again, are we? Like last fucking episode.
Did we? No, we didn't. We didn't even know Jordan was going in on it.
Yeah. Oh, he gets a mention. We should get him on.
We should.
Yeah. Anyway.
Old radio voice.
Yeah. He'd be perfect for podcasting.
Yeah. He could do our ads for us.
Yeah, and we'll just take all the money. It'll be awesome. I'm sure he'll want to do that.
Of course he will.
Yeah, it was a good night.
It was a fucking great night. I had a ball.
You had a really good set.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than yours.
Well, you had an applause break.
Yep. If we're measuring it off applause breaks.
Let's not start measuring things around here, Mitchell. I think I'll win.
I don't know about that. I've got this new extender.
Are you going to use it?
No.
Fuck you. You better fucking use it. I spent like 1,000 yen on that, which is like $15.
1,000 yen.
It's the most, like, I was like, how do I cuck Mitch with a present? It's the most cuck present ever.
It is.
I'm fucking, but I don't get to feel anything. I don't know. Might help you last longer because you're not feeling like it's inside there. It's protected.
Yeah, you're not going to... I wouldn't be able to come. I can't even come with a condom, let alone a fucking...
Well, like, you could successfully fuck a stripper with that. And you wouldn't have to worry about getting anything because it's protected.
It's like, yeah. It's as thick as 50 condoms.
Yeah. Now you know how I feel.
You wear 50 condoms to fuck Shaz.
No, my cock's just that thick.
Ah, yeah.
That was the joke.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Nah, Raw was a, it was a good time. And it was a great crowd. Like, just...
Felt good to perform to people that wanted to be there.
Yeah.
We haven't sprung comedy on them. Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember saying, like, I walked out on stage, like, a strutting like I had no business strutting.
Mm.
Like, I should be the last person strutting for comedy, but that was fucking...
It's kind of the character that you get in, though, when you do comedy.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yeah, goddamn right, I get my dick sucked and, like, all that stuff.
Yeah, but I'm also self-deprecating.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And people also think it's funny when you strut because you kind of bounce on your tippy toes.
Yeah.
Like an autistic boy. That was a line that I had for you, for your MDMA bit.
What?
You should wear your, like, fuck off, I'm autistic shirt on stage.
Mm.
And when you do the, I'll just take a point and go to the train show with all the other autistic kids. And they can't, no one can argue with you because you're wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And if they come up and say anything, you just go, just read the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could definitely see myself being able to pull off that joke. I hope.
I think people would, yeah, they'd get it. They'd be like, this guy's autistic, for sure.
They just look at me.
Yeah.
No, it's, I'm just super excited to be able to do new jokes now.
Yeah, I was excited when I was like getting ready the past week to do Friday, and I was like, oh yeah, fucking writing, doing all this shit, I'm like heaps into it, and now I'm just like, oh, it's done, I guess I'll just go back to jacking off in my spare time.
That works.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get nothing done. There's a few lines I sort of tried out on the night, which was good, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting better because I've been being able to just, like, come up with stuff on the spot on stage,
mm-hmm.
which is fucking, it's really good, especially when it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I remembered one of the, just a tagline I came up with at the Black Butt, like, 2 weeks after the show.
Yep.
And used that. Because that the stains bit, it's like it's a gross joke, and I've got the crowd on my side enough that they'll laugh at it. But then, like, I just add the little tagline at the end, like, "Oh yeah, I'm a fucking mess."
Yeah,
I'm like just admitting what everyone's thinking, and then it gets another laugh and sort of resets them again.
Yeah, it got a laugh at the when you did Raw.
Yeah, it got a laugh at the Black Butt as well. So. Yeah, it works. It really works. I was also cutting out, like, I cut out two jokes leading up to it.
Yeah,
that were working, like they were getting laughs, but I just didn't feel like they were quite good enough for Raw.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I was sort of prepared after doing 2 weeks in Japan to fucking come back and actually get something together in two sets and then do it. It was pretty good. It could have gone a lot worse.
Yes.
I think I got lucky.
100%. No, you did really well. Like, I was obviously right there watching.
I was surprised.
Yeah, I was just gobsmacked at how, like, accepting the crowd was for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, they had, nice. They must have had real low expectations.
Yeah.
And then we we were just doing good enough to sort of exceed their expectations, so we were getting big laughs. But no, it's fucking obviously Liam Callan took it out. We'd been saying for weeks that he was a favourite.
Yeah.
And Loz Budden, the
other gay person.
Yeah, well, I was actually thinking about that, and I was like, oh, was it that?
A little bit with Loz, I think, to be perfectly honest.
No.
I think with Liam, 100%, like, all merit to him.
Yeah.
Coasted through. I think even Loz was a bit like, shouldn't Eddie have got it? I think everyone was a bit like that. I don't know how they judge it.
So
I'm just going, like, in my opinion, Eddie should have been runner-up from how well they did.
Yeah.
Not dissing Loz at all. Like, she had a fucking awesome set too.
Yeah.
But I think she might have just skated through.
Yeah, so I don't think it had anything to do with her sexuality. I think it had everything to do with the fact that her set was palatable to every, like, demographic.
Yeah.
So, there was no, like, so Eddie's set, at one point, like, she has a fucking super blue joke.
Yeah.
That, like, it gets groans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's high risk.
Mm.
And if you compare that set with that joke next to Loz's set.
Yeah.
And you're like, which one could you put on TV with no issues?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, you're probably right. Probably didn't have anything to do with her sexuality. I'm just fucking like, oh, fucking Triple J.
Yeah.
Oh, they just want gay people.
Yeah. Well, it's was there even anyone from Triple J there?
Oh, the guy that promotes the show, like runs the show. I'm pretty sure he's from there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I don't fucking know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, we had no idea who the judges were except Milos.
Yeah, I don't know who the other two were. I didn't even really look up there to see.
Yeah. So,
fucked if I know.
Yeah, so that's my theory behind it. I think Loz had, like, the best set, and it was also the most palatable. There was no, like, R-rated jokes there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, after doing my set, walked out and then realized that it was actually kids in the crowd. Like...
Oh, really?
10 to 12-year-old kids.
Fuck.
And I'm like... Whoa. That is not a set for kids to see.
No. No. So, definitely not.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you take your kid to a comedy show, that's... Yeah, I guess under 16 had to be accompanied by a parent or guardian.
Yeah, so, must have.
If your parents are silly enough to take you, go watch a man flop his dick out in a crocodile...
Yeah.
...bikini.
Yeah, I didn't even fucking consider that. I was thinking about my own set... But yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a dude getting his dick out in front of children. He's technically a sex offender now.
Yeah, I guess so. But it was art, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, it's art.
Yeah. Oh, well, congrats to fucking Liam and Loz. Yeah. They both deserve it because they've been both fucking working hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I still remember Liam after his set walking back into the green room, and he was just like on cloud nine.
Yeah,
you've
big,
never
big
seen
dick a, energy.
You've like, never seen someone happier after a set than Liam.
Yeah, he said he had fun out there, which I still don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was
And Loz, when she got announced as runner up, just like. She was just looking at her phone, like, she's just, like, so out of it, like, nah, I haven't got this.
Mm.
Just chilling.
Well, we weren't even expecting the winners to get announced like that.
Yeah, well, they didn't really tell us how that part of the show was going to go.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter, I suppose.
Yeah. But, yeah, Loz is just like...
Who, me?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, get out there, Loz. Oh,
shit.
All right. Yeah.
Because I think Loz was the same. She thought Eddie had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie's...
Because there was just that moment in fucking Eddie's song where it was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah. I think I agree with you in the fact that I thought Eddie was runner-up as well. But we're also talking to some people, like we were talking to Ben after the show as well. And yeah. He was asking people and he was saying so far, he was saying a lot of people really liked Adam's set.
Yeah.
And fucking a couple other people's.
Yeah. But I think like you said, like with Loz's set, it's palatable. Like you can take that anywhere and do it anywhere and people are gonna like it, which is it's good if you fit that mold.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't wanna have to like force myself to fit that mold because it's not gonna work.
No.
And I think Eddie was gonna try and do that. With her jokes. I was talking to the stag about it. And she was like, oh, I don't want to just be that comic who does like dirty sex jokes and to get a laugh and whatever. Like, but do you want to do that? Like, do you like doing that?
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, do that. Because I would rather not get it doing what I wanted to do than get it than not get it doing what they wanted me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you fail doing, like, what you think they want, it's not as bad as failing doing what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because if you fail doing what you think they want, then you go, fuck, I should have just done what I wanted to do anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst that could have happened? I fail. I'm here anyway. Failing. And now I've tried to do this song and dance to impress these people, and they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I'd rather die on that sword, going out doing what I want to do and not getting it, than fucking trying to do some other shit and failing. Yeah.
And Eddie's like, she's been like pretty successful in her own ways anyway. Like she's getting big dog gigs and she's doing like lots of Sydney gigs as well. Like,
well, at the end of that, yeah, it's raw. You get on TV, but it's not going to get you gigs.
No. No.
And Eddie's got a much better chance of getting gigs doing her show, like especially now that she's doing music with it as well, which everyone's like, yeah, why hasn't she been doing this?
Yeah, I know.
But
because she is like so talented when it comes to music anyway. Like,
yeah, it just seems to make sense.
But yeah.
I guess, yeah, this is something she had to sort out. Anyway, we'll ask her on the podcast when we get her on again.
Yeah, bring her in.
Fucking got some Japan stories though. Hey, I was taking notes in my phone. Like when I was over there, I got possessed in my sleep. Yeah. I was fucked up. It was like middle of the night, and apparently, I was having this dream, right, that I was getting like stalked by this giant black dog, and it was just outside my bedroom, and I was like. I knew it was there and I got up out of bed to tell it to fuck off. I was like trying to yell at it, but I couldn't yell because I was in a fucking dream. And like, and apparently the noises I was making in my sleep were just like, and I woke my brother's mate Brock up in the middle of the night. He didn't know what the fuck was going on because I was having like seizures, like shaking in my sleep. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, he's jumped up out of bed off the floor, off the fucking mats in Japan, jumped up and gone like, Ethan, what the fuck? Like, wake up, cunt. Like, what's going on? Freaked him the fuck out. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, fuck. I was having a nightmare. I'm like, this fucking big black dog's trying to get me. Just like, that is the most cooked shit I've ever fucking seen, cunt. He's like, don't ever do that again. Fucking spooked him.
Oh, that is fucking funny. Great.
Yeah. And Jay was like real pissed because he wanted to get it on camera.
So,
yeah, it would have been I was about to wake up anyway, I reckon. That's usually like when I'm trying to yell at the dog and then it like attacks me and then I wake up and I'm like, oh fuck.
Ah, yeah.
Ugh. That's intense.
Yeah.
Big black demon dog coming for me in my sleep.
Yeah.
Whatever that means, dream analysts.
I have nightmares that I can't wake up from. Like, I'll have nightmares that are just stressful, and they'll, like, repeat themselves over and over again.
Hmm. I don't get repeats. I get new shit. No. Well, apart from the dog thing. But I had one the other night that was, like, I was in this, like, giant, like, sort of old school castle tower thing. It had, like, a spiral staircase that went up and up. And I was coming down the staircase, down and down and down. Probably like descending into hell or some shit. But there was like all these people there, and then there were like clowns, like real fucking spooky, like like it clowns.
Yeah.
Like Stephen King clowns. And I'm going down and I'm counting them as I go down, and I'm counting up to like 99, and then I get to 100, and I get to the bottom, and then I go through like this tiny door, and just this fucking it clown just in my face. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, that woke me up. I like wake up in the middle of the night. And Shaz is just next to me, just going, blah, blah. She just talks in the sleep all the time. Yeah. Talks fucking dribble.
Buy my dishcloths.
Can I interest you in a dildo?
Yeah. Oh, you know, she gave Tanya a dildo the other night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sharing's
a
caring.
Vibrator. She's just fucking giving them away now, mate.
That's not how you make money.
No.
It's not like fucking drugs. You can't just give out the first batch free and then I'll come back for more.
She should become a drug dealer, honestly.
Well, you make money doing that, so, yeah.
It doesn't interest her.
Nah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fucking getting on the flight to Japan. You saw Asian Voldemort, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was fucking gold. And there was just heaps of cunts in face masks because everyone's scared of coronavirus.
Mm.
And, even white people in face masks, which you don't see too often.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking next level shit.
Yeah, you posted that in Discord. You're like, fuck, it must be serious if the white people are wearing face masks. Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, we saw an Asian person with Down syndrome in Japan.
Oh.
You never see that.
No.
Yeah. Something wrong.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. That was my brother's day. He's like, yeah, you never see a something wrong. He works with disabled people.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
So I think you can get away with it.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
What?
That'd be like saying you work at like an all Aboriginal school, so you're allowed to be racist.
Yep.
Yes, you are.
fucking what else happened? It was like pretty chill holiday, but there was some fucking funny parts that were fucked up.
Yeah, fucking the photo of Jay's gooch.
Oh yeah, he hit a tree, like flew off a run.
Yeah, fucking
the old speed demon. Yeah, that was like a giant hill too. Like,
yeah.
If he didn't hit that tree, he would have went off like a 30-meter drop, like into a fucking river, and died.
Fuck.
Yeah, saved by his fucking ball sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he literally had blue balls. Blue balls all holiday.
Mm. Fuck! I can't imagine how much pain he was in.
Mm.
Just fuck! Because he would have been doing like 60k an hour.
Probably faster.
Yeah.
Well, but probably 60 by the time he flew off the side.
Yeah.
After he tried to stop.
Yeah, 60 k's an hour straight into your fucking ball sack. Oh, it makes my skin crawl. Hey, Tanya, could you get me another beer, please?
Oh, you said please.
Do you want one, Ethan?
Nah, I'm all right, thanks.
Cool.
You'll like this. So... the flight there was just a stopover for like 2 hours in Manila in the Philippines. And we didn't have to leave the airport. But on the way back, we had to stay overnight because we bought fucking cheap, shitty flights.
Yeah.
Never fucking again.
You're never having sex again.
Never having cheap, shitty fucking flights again.
Yeah.
So at Manila, like, we get there.
Thanks.
And it's just like any other... third world country, there's just like heaps of cunts trying to stitch you up. trying mm-hmm. to offer you a taxi as soon as you get out of the airport. And they're like, come with us. You're like, no, I've already got my shit booked. It's a kilometre down the road. Like, how much for that? And they're like, oh, 1 kilometre, oh, 1,000 pesos. I'm like, fuck, all right. So we get this free SIM so I can, like, look it up on my phone. I'm like, 1,000 pesos to AUD. Oh, 30 bucks to go a fucking K down the road. And that's, 30 of our dollars to them. Fuck, that's probably like a month's wages. I don't know. I'm talking shit, but fucking...
Yeah.
Even here, like, $30 to go a K down the road. It's like, get fucked.
Yeah, nah.
And I was gonna, like, just give someone, like, 500 pesos because I had, like, money left from the night before to, like, take us back to the airport. But I just, like, didn't out of spite. I was like, fuck, you can't, I'm walking it.
Yeah, fuck. I've only heard good things about the Philippines.
Shithole. The airport is fucked.
Yeah.
I only dealt with the airport and, like, around the airport. Yeah. It was a shithole. You'll like this one. We're walking back to the airport in the morning and there's, like, a booth that's, like, police help. If you need help,
yeah,
come here and we'll help you out. As we're walking past it, all the cops there loaded AR-15s on their chest.
Fuck yeah.
This cop, though, however, bit lazy that day. Fucking, oh, well, I'll just put my AR-15 down on the table with the barrel pointing towards the fucking sidewalk. So I had to walk past a loaded fucking assault rifle, look down the barrel of it as I'm going to the airport first thing in the fucking morning. I'm like, yep, this place sucks.
What the
fuck? Like, that's done it for me. I'm not fucking coming back here. Fuck you, Philippines.
If you'd have got shot, they would have just said you were a drug dealer anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, it was just humid that day. It just fucking went off. Yeah, he was smuggling shit. Yeah, then they fucking x-rayed our bags like 3 times.
Yeah.
On 3 separate occasions.
Yeah, they get a fucking bonus if they catch whiteys with drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, they went through my bag. They fucking searched my shit.
Yeah. And, like, Did they find the fucking penis extender?
They would have. They would have found all the shit in there. The fucking nipple pumps. The nipple chain. Fucking got this prostate thing, like, it goes up your ass, it looks like a little black pickle, and it goes up your asshole, and it's got a remote, like, 3 different vibrations, it's got, like, 5, actually, and it's got, like, a cock ring attached to it, that, like, fucking loops up around. It's fucking great. You can have a go if you want.
Have you used it yet?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. It's silicone, too, so it holds the smell, so it smells like shit.
Oh! Oh, that's fucked.
Get yourself decent alcohol cleaner if you're going to fuck around with the asshole. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, they found all that shit in my bag.
Did you use it beforehand?
No, I should have.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, they pull it out. Fuck, this thing stinks.
They just plan to fucking... plant a gram of cocaine on you just for putting them through it.
Yeah. And I had Tyler's figurine in there, which is like this little anime girl in like a bikini.
Yeah.
And like I had that taken out and wrapped up in a towel so it wouldn't break. But I had the box in there.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it's just like the girl on the box. And they're just like this fucking sus cunt.
That is fucking funny. Oh,
I hope Tyler enjoys his figurine. I hope he's making some nice hot glue threads.
Dude, I would have liked the figurine, to be honest. I'm more of a weeb than Tyler is nowadays.
Well, you don't get a figurine. You get a big boy dick.
Yeah. Get a real cock.
Yeah. So, fucking, on the flight back too, I was filthy as well, because fucking Jay's mate didn't want to do, like, the last day in Tokyo and the other one at the Kamakura, which is like touristy thing. You just walk around and look at shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do it with the sensei this year, mate. I'm fucking over it. He's like, last time in Tokyo, I was fucked. I'm just going to book a flight home.
Yeah.
So he's just, paid like over $1,000 for a direct flight home, which I probably should have done. But he fucked off. And then the first flight, because he didn't check in, they fucking resold his seat. And so we were at the very back of the plane, so our seats wouldn't fucking fold back.
Yeah.
And the fucking seat that we thought was going to be free, we're like, oh, at least we can spread out a bit. Some cunt comes and sits in it. We're like, what the fuck? Like, that's Brock's seat. Yeah. What are you doing in it, cunt?
Yeah.
They resold it. Apparently that's what they do. They oversell shit because a certain amount of people don't turn up every time. So that was fucked. Couldn't put my seat back, which try not to do until the cunt in front of you eventually puts their seat back. And then you're like, well, the cunt in front of me put their seat back, so now I'm going to put my seat back.
Yeah.
And the person behind me, well, that's up to you what to do. And then eventually the cunt at the end cops it.
Yeah.
And that's what that video was the other week on the internet, of the guy just punching that woman's seat, just like, fuck you, bitch.
He was not happy. That is insane.
But so I was in the back seat. Some fuckwit put their seat back, and I just went, you know what? Let's fucking deal with this shit like an adult.
Yeah.
Because nothing that they can fucking do. The seats are adjustable.
You should be able to. I'm of the belief you should be able to put the seat back.
Yeah. Well, if everyone does it, then everyone's seats are back. Then fucking.
Like, you warn the person behind you, hey, I'm putting the seat back, so they haven't got, like, food or anything there.
Yeah, but it doesn't adjust. It doesn't fuck with the table anyway.
Doesn't it?
Nah.
Yeah. Well, fucking.
Not unless they've got, like, a bottle or something that's tall and the seat's going to fall back and hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck it, deal with it. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, well, it doesn't reduce your leg room much.
This fucking old white couple behind us got the shits because they're like, oh, we've been switched flights. And then the guy was like, yeah, like, oh, can you just warn me before you put your seat back, please, to Jay? And then Joe's like, yeah, no worries. And then the fucking wife pipes up and she's like, or not at all, actually, if that would be all right. And I was like, fucking hell. Bloody women.
Yeah.
Talking out of turn.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Because women haven't got the threat of random violence anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, well, you would have got random violence from your husband at that point because you spoke up for him. But it's like, fucking hell. Can the man not have a conversation with the guy in front of him and it's done without you fucking butting in?
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, man.
It fucking kills me.
So then I just put my seat back on top of her.
Good.
Like, fuck you, bitch. It's like he'd had it. It was all settled with Jay. All done.
Yeah.
Like, can you please just be courteous? Jay's like, yep, no worries, mate. Yeah. Fuck. Unbelievable. Anyway. It's a shit flight.
Yeah, nah, fuck that. How long is it? 8 hours.
Yeah. But it's like 9 from Japan. So we went directly there, but it was like an extra 5 hours.
Because you went to Manila.
Yep.
Many people get off at Manila. Well, everyone, don't they? Because it's a stopover.
Yeah. Never mind. On that flight, everyone did.
Mm.
Yeah. They have a women's only carriage on the trains in Japan, too.
Oh, yep. That makes sense.
Yeah, because of all the molesting going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, it is. Like,
peak hour.
Yeah, dudes just get on there to fucking touch vaginas.
Which, like, they're pretty open about, like, sex and shit over there. Like, we went to the sex store in fucking Akihabara, weeb capital of the world. And fucking, it was just 6 floors of fucking smart. And everyone's just walking around in there like, yeah, whatever. This is like the first floor you're walking off the street, there's just porn playing.
Yeah.
It's censored because it's Japanese. But
I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just their laws.
Yeah. Like,
it's like you can fuck 14-year-olds, but you got to look at a blurred vagina.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. It's fucking backwards, in my opinion. And, like, at 16, you can marry a girl at 16, but the man has to be over 18, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks there's, like, these peony vending machines everywhere, too, but, like, they don't fucking... I've never seen one.
No.
That's... Yeah, it's... I don't know where the fuck
they probably exist.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're cleaning them up for the Olympics, getting rid of them.
Yeah, shit. When do they start? That'd be cool to go to. Oh, actually, no. I changed my mind. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, that'd be shit.
Yeah, it'd be fucking awful. Because it'd just be all fucking rich white tourists.
Yeah.
Carrying on.
Well, this woman's only carriage. when I was reading this story, this fucking Japanese dude gets on and just gets in the women's only carriage.
Because
it's not a law. Like, they can't...
Like the quiet carriage here.
Yeah, it's just a courtesy thing. Like, it's not actually a law.
Mm.
And then he gets on there and they're like, can you please leave and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, turned into a whole fucking deal. This guy's like... There was a bunch of them that were supposed to get on the train as like a protest against it for like men's rights or some other stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
And fucking... He's just... Yeah, got on the train and then like everyone else bailed on him. And then he's the only one on there.
They must have fucking hated him, eh?
Yeah, just G'd him up. Stupid fucking men's rights activist. What a fuckwit. Anyway.
Like, I'm all for, like, true equality. Like, but, look, if you don't want segregated carriages... Don't let men molest women. Like, if there's dudes out there who fucking molest women, fine. They can have their own carriage. It's the same reason why we can't have fucking, like, unisex toilets.
No, the problem is they're doing it the wrong way around. You need to have a molesty carriage. If you're up for that,
yeah,
here's the carriage where we rub our fucking dicks on each other. If you're not up for that... Stay the fuck out of the molesty carriage. And everyone else just, go have a normal time in the boring carriage, I would call it.
Yeah. Would you call it the molesty carriage or the party carriage?
Yeah, the party carriage.
Yeah.
Speaking of molested, though, like, I was on the train and it was pretty packed and I had my suitcase and I had my hand holding my suitcase. There's some fucking, like, Japanese woman in her mid-30s fucking rubbing a muff on my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, nice.
That's great.
No.
Don't tell Shaz.
No, don't tell Shaz. But I was like, fuck you, I'm not backing down. My hand's staying on that suitcase.
Did you make eye contact with her?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And then she kind of went into it. I was like, I'm not moving my hand. I ain't no bitch. This is my space. I know I'm a foreigner, but this is my space.
Did you get off the train and sniff your knuckle?
Nah.
Smells like octopus.
They do smell like that fucking... they eat like, I don't know what it is.
Dolphin?
Yeah, dolphin and whale. No, you fucking racist.
They do eat dolphin.
They do.
And it's so bad for them. It's got like 20 times the normal rate of mercury as normal fish. It's killing them.
But it tastes so good.
Yeah.
Dolphin are good for you.
They're like, we give it to our school.
That's the funny thing too. When you're over there, you got to talk like that. Otherwise, they don't understand you.
Oh, yeah.
I get there and I'm like, can you take us to Rosenheim? And they're like, sorry, where? And you're like, Rosenheimer. And like, oh, Rosenheimer. Okay. Just doing this.
That's a bit.
This samurai voice the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's necessary. It's not racist.
Yeah. That was similar to when I first joined one of the units in the Air Force. And we're ordering Thai, and the Thai ladies at Raymond Terrace, like, barely speak English. And they're like, yeah, you've got to make the order in an Asian voice. Otherwise, like, they won't be able to understand. And you can't trust anything anyone says to you when you first get to the unit. Like, everything's a fucking stitch up. And I was like, oh, what? And she wouldn't take my order. She's like, what? And eventually I'm like... Panang chicken. So, Panang chicken.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, fuck, it worked.
Yeah. It's not racist. It's just necessary.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the name of this podcast.
Yeah, not racist, just necessary. And a photo of me holding my dick.
Yeah.
My new dick.
My new dick. Oh, it could be that too.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you have fun over there. Come back with some stories. We got to start planning for our Melbourne trip now.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, that's the next plan. See if get a couple of comics from Newcastle to come along with us.
Why would they want to do that?
Oh, fucking Adam would be keen, I reckon.
Oh, Adam would be keen, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam's a slut for the stage.
Yeah.
If there's a stage that he can fucking talk shit on, he's on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I reckon Mark would be keen as well. Adam and Mark would be good to do the trip with.
Yeah. Cumtown's on in April.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. Are they doing Sydney?
Yeah, I got tickets for Sydney.
Oh, fuck. Have they sold out?
Probably not. It's Cumtown. You think they're going to sell out?
I don't know about that.
They probably will.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right, I'll look it up. I'll look it up, see if I can get tickets.
They're like $60 or some shit.
Yeah, I'd go just for the opportunity. They haven't got like a premium meet and greet at the end, have they?
No.
No. Good. Because I fucking hate that. Like, just fucking wait after the show. And individually meet and take photos with every one of your fans, you fucking piece of shit.
Mm. That's what Stanhope does sometimes.
Yeah. Rogan does it too.
Mm. One other thing. When I was in Tokyo, fucking, there's this thing on the train, like, because they've got earthquakes there all the time, and there's, like, this, like, general thing going, they're trying to, like, raise awareness for it, is, like, when there's an earthquake, you are the hero.
Mm.
It's like, no, I'm not. No, I'm fucking not. I'm not a hero. Like, I'm getting the fuck out. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they're trying to inspire people to, like, save each other and shit. I'm like, yeah, that might work over there.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that's going to work over here.
I feel like if you've got too many people trying to play the hero, they all just fucking die.
Yeah.
Maybe after the earthquake, you're the hero.
Yeah.
During, find a fucking doorway or a, like, fire exit. Don't try and be a hero.
No. Especially not when it fucking... Some of the bad ones over there, I've seen videos.
Mm.
People just get fucking slammed. Like, we'd be sitting here right now, and next minute your head is through the roof.
Oh, fuck.
The ground just shook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like someone just picked up a dollhouse and just fucking shook it, and you're inside. Yeah. It's just kind of like, fuck.
Yeah, fuck that.
Intense. But yeah, there was one 7 magnitude one when I was over there. I
didn't feel really?
It. Yeah, I didn't feel it. It was on the other side.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fuck, 7's big.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I reckon if, like, a 7 hit near Tokyo, it'd be, like, 100,000 lives lost.
Yeah.
Which isn't that many, considering how many fucking people there are in Tokyo.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
maybe fun. There'd be less molesting on the train if you had a few more earthquakes.
Yeah, fuck. Imagine being on the space. Bullet train.
But their population's going to fucking drop. It's declining.
Yeah, it is.
Because all the young kids are just going to the sex store and buying pocket pussies.
Yeah.
Which is,
they got body pillows that they can fuck.
Yeah.
Who needs a girlfriend? Body pillows don't get beers for you during podcast.
Nah.
But apart from that, they're pretty good.
Yeah. I was going to get Jolson one, but I knew he wouldn't fuck it.
Body pillow?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was like a body pillow. It was like a plastic one.
Yeah.
And it's like a tube. Like a big body pillow tube, and you fuck the bottom of it. Pillow girlfriend. He's like, where's my present? You didn't get me one. I was like, I was going to get you one, motherfucker, but I knew you wouldn't like it. So I decided to be a good friend and not get you something.
Fuck.
How's that, Josh? Fuck you.
I'd have got it for him. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, how many times has Jay been over to Japan in the last couple of years? 4 times?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went last year with Dane. And then he also went snowboarding with you guys as well, so.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
I was like 17. We went over there for that snow trip. I was in, when I was getting fucking the 10th degree at the fucking Philippines airport too, I was like, thinking, imagine an Aussie version of Banged Up Abroad. It's just a dude who punches his wife. Banged Up Abroad, eh?
That's fucked.
Yeah, that was the point that I was at in that line. I was just like, fuck. I hate everything.
Yeah. Oh, look, mate, traveling, it's good for you. Fucking opens your eyes.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
You never see fucking meth heads at the airport, though.
No, because they spend all their money on meth.
Yeah. But, like, planes. On the train ride there was heaps of meth heads. And they're fucking going off. Like, there was a punch on at the train station at fucking Wyong.
It had to be Wyong.
Yeah.
It's always fucking Wyong or Gosford.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, they announce fucking something over the speakers as he's getting off the train and shit.
Mm.
Yeah, it's full on. Could you imagine if a fucking junkie got into the airport and started just going off?
Yeah.
Like, fuck, can't. So they just haven't had their hit.
They'd fucking just shoot him.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Oh, especially at Manila Airport, yeah. If you got off there. Yeah.
Just in the Philippines in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're full on.
Yeah.
They nearly didn't let us into the airport because I didn't have my fucking itinerary on me. I'm like, I've booked it. They're like, where's your ticket? I'm like, in there. I got to go in there to get my ticket from the fucking check-in desk. You fuck. Put down the AR-15 and let me through. Fuck
that's
you.
That's fucked.
Yeah. It's so that all the locals don't get in there. Because if they did, they'd be setting up shops and cooking chickens in there and shit.
You don't look like a local, though.
No, that's why I got let through. They're like, oh, he's white. Where are you going? Sydney. All right, go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking good being white.
Oh man, everyone I've spoken to who's been to the Philippines fucking loved it. Like, they're like, oh,
did they just like close like their eyes till they got to the fucking resort?
There's probably a certain island,
babe. No, your sister went there.
Yeah,
she was staying with people.
Yeah, she can go all over.
She went far enough that she liked it. Alright. Fuck, what are we having for dinner tonight? Alright. Oh, there's a fucking Mexican joint that opened up the road as well.
Nice. New type of takeaway for you.
Yeah, fucking Guzman.
Oh, Guzman y Gomez.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'll get some of that. Go get myself a fucking chicken fucking tito.
Oh, man. So many neckbeards in Akihabara, too.
Yep.
It was fucked up. We were like ranking them by levels, like what level wizard they were. Some of them
like
are just
white neckbeards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. There's no Japanese neckbeards. They're just Japanese. They're just nerdy looking dudes.
Yeah.
But they're like their culture's so like you'll be frowned upon if you dress weird. So they don't. They just wear regular shit.
Yeah.
There's fucking one cunt. Like, the highest level wizard I saw over there. Like, hair down to his back, full fucking neck beard, like, around the neck, big fat neck.
Yeah.
And fedora as well.
Oh.
Like, complete package.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit.
Wow, was he saying insane. Hello, m'lady, to the women who walk past
He might
him?
As well have been.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tip of the fedora?
Yeah. Left his piss bottles at home.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
He was there for some fucking figurines, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, he was there for the fucking, not just the figurines. He was taking home kilos of body pillows.
Yeah, bit of maid cafe action while you're there.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
Fucking only drinks limited edition Mountain Dew.
Yeah, or something with an Asian label on it.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, he'd have the sharpest katana.
Fuck, man. It's bad, too, because I look just like him. I might as well be one of those dudes.
You're getting there, mate. You're getting there.
I know. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But instead of fedoras, I just wear fishing hats.
Hmm. That'll get the ladies.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fishing hats and stubbies. Fuck, I love a good pair of stubby shorts, you know?
Oh, yeah. You look good in them too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice and fuckable.
Yeah. I feel like only fat dudes can wear stubbies nowadays.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And I don't mind VB either.
If you're skinny, you got the risk of your nuts falling out the side. But if you're fat, your legs fill in
stubbies. Yeah. Yeah. They fucking hold everything together in a nice, neat, sweaty little package.
That's it. You been writing any jokes?
Yeah, I have, but I haven't got my iPad on me, so...
Oh, fuck you then.
Fucking preparing. I did try out... my cousin went to Mexico joke.
Yeah.
The, like, stealing hard work and Mexican jobs.
Yep.
Bombed.
Bombed?
Yeah, bombed.
Ah, bugger.
It just has no punchline. I'm real good at coming up with premises, but not so great at the punchlines. So I'll keep working on it. I'll get there. It'll get there.
Some of them fucking harder than others.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, sort of. Still just premises, like, fucking, who takes a child on holidays?
Oh, fuck, that's, yeah.
Just screaming on the fucking bus.
Yeah.
We're at the snowfields. Like, you got a fucking kid on you at the snowfields. Strapped to the front of you. Like a little airbag in case you fucking crash.
Tree.
Yeah. Fucking idiots.
Come down the mountain with just a red smear like, on if the you front
have,
of them.
Yeah, if you've had a kid, like, your fucking snowboarding, skiing holidays are over, cunt.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck home. Like, the only reason you should be on a flight with a kid is if, like, someone's died.
Yeah.
Even weddings. Like, no one wants your fucking kid at their wedding. They're there to have a good time.
Mm.
Leave the fucking kids at home.
Yeah.
Like, bring it. If you've got to drive to a wedding, yeah, I understand. Bring your kid. Whatever. People will deal with it. But on a fucking flight, babies shouldn't be allowed on planes. It's fucked. Yeah. I just put my headphones in. It's like, fuck this.
Yeah. Well... Fuck, man, I didn't tell you. Yesterday, I yelled at some kids in the shopping center. Fucking old dude. It was a bunch of, like, 12.
Stop running.
Yeah, 12-13 year-old kids. Neck. Well, I'm there with mum. Mum's, like, fucking, like, got a cast on. She's still, like, a little bit bruised from falling over the other week.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they run around and then, like, run around us. Mm. And I'm like, stop fucking running! And they're all just, like... Stop running, like, look back at me, like, what the fuck? Mm. Just like, there was like, when you do something like that in public, and there's a bunch of adults who all it also pissed them off, but they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
They give you that nod, like, yeah, good. Nice work.
good work, mate.
But I've just like, since I've come back from camping, I'm like, I've got no qualms with yelling at other people's kids now. I've just become that dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
You'll run into some stupid parent one day that'll want to fight you, though. For like, don't tell me I fucking kid what
to
do.
Oh, yeah, but he'll probably be the same size and shape as me, though, so it should be all right.
Yeah.
Like, at least we're in the same weight class, you know?
Yeah. I had one shitty joke. It's fucking... Einstein didn't kill himself, but he did refuse surgery to fix his heart, so he kind of did.
Yeah.
There's a bit of Einstein facts for you. Every time I read the word Epstein, I'm like, looks like Einstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's shit. Absolute shit. Newcastle has its own version of Disney on ice. And that's strippers on ice at number 5 Union Street.
Didn't that place shut down?
I don't know. I walked past it the other night and saw people at the front, but I don't know if it's still going.
Yeah, fuck. Did that have a brothel upstairs?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice place. Yeah, my big fat fucking truck driving uncle used to work there as a bouncer.
Yeah.
And he said he'd fucked every woman in the place. I'm like, well, thanks, cunt. Thanks for ruining it for me.
Did you tell him that Jay had fucking vagina beads in his mouth at that place as well?
Oh, yeah. No, that was before or after Durs fucked all of them.
That is fucking funny.
Oh, they're good eggs in there.
Yeah, good eggs. Fuck.
Yep. What's on this week? We got any fucking gigs on?
Yeah, we got nothing.
Oh,
nothing next week.
Sweet
break.
Fuck all.
We got Kyber Sports Club coming up.
Yep.
That's going to be sick. Fucking around the corner from you, you can get drunk and walk home.
Fuck yeah. Probably won't though.
No. No, it is a bit of a trek, isn't it? It's still a couple of Ks, but no, that's fucking, that'll be good. Hopefully Black Butt starts, keeps going.
Black Butt?
Black Butt Hotel. Fucking.
James has got a new one coming out.
Yeah.
What's the fucking Mario artwork? What the fuck's it called? Nah, it's not. Is this thing on? Is Eddie's one? That was. That's with Paul soon. What's that one?
Is that the Kyber?
No, that's.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
And James's one is. What are you kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Beaumont.
And they're all. They're all open mics?
Yep.
Fuck
all
yeah.
All open mics.
Good.
So yeah, there's a few coming up. Hopefully, there's more of them.
Yeah.
And then there's the Watt Street Comedy one as well. But I think that's booked. But that's another one that James is doing.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. Fucking get amongst it, cunts.
Yeah.
And subscribe to the fucking Patreon.
Mm. That'd be good.
We should probably make some content for the Patreon to get people to subscribe.
Yeah, well.
Oh, heard something that I'll tell you off podcast.
Okay.
About later as well. It's fucking hectic.
Yeah.
With the B-man.
Oof.
Not Brian, Butsy.
Yeah.
the good B-man.
Yeah, sick.
Just kidding, love you, Brian.
All right.
When are we getting Brian on?
Look, never.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's not happening.
So, we'll have, I guess, first guest of the year, Brian Guerin, next week. Eddie was our first guest of the year. We got Brooke Lilac on next week.
Yeah, we'll book Brooke.
Yep, and then Brian.
And then Loz, because she got runner-up.
Yeah, and then Liam.
Yeah.
And then Jordan.
Yeah.
And then Mark and Adam, because they're who we go to when we don't have anyone else.
Yeah, they're easy fallbacks.
Yeah. Suck it, cunts, you're a fallback. Yeah. How does that feel? Ooh.
We'll have to get fucking stoned and just smash nangs, I reckon, on the podcast.
That's going to be your new favourite thing to do now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
okay.
I am.
That's an hour. I'm fucking done. My back hurts. My arms hurt. All right.
Your ass is about to hurt.
You're going to fuck me with that penis extension? I can take it. It's smaller than what I'm used to. All right. Love you.